Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
9:13 is the time. Okay, I got a good bumper for our next guest.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. It was a group had a hit.
Yeah.
In 1958.
Okay.
It was a group out of Boston.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. You probably don't know any of the, group.
Okay.
Okay. Except the manager of the group became more famous as the PA announcer for the Red Sox at Fenway Park, Sherm Feller.
Wow.
He was the manager of this group that had a hit in 1958. Huh? Okay, I did my work. Okay, so
that's beautiful.
Here you go.
All right.
It's summertime, 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 summertime.
Okay, so who did the song?
The Jamies.
There you go.
Huh? Thank you very much.
That's it. So now we're going down to New Boston. Say hi to Jamie at Tate's Gallery.
Good morning, gentlemen.
There was a lot of work to get to that, Jamie.
That's a good one. My mother would love that.
Oh,
she would
that's
love
good.
That song.
Oh, that's perfect.
James and Sarah at Tate's Gallery in New Boston. Phenomenal place. Whether it's jewelry or. Custom jewelry, gemstones, or anything, or you just want to shop. Oh, my God, what a place, I'm telling you. Anniversaries, birthdays, anything. They have stuff for you. You guys are wonderful.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Sarah's not here this morning with us.
Okay, sorry. Good talking to you, Jamie. See ya.
Yeah. So, on that note, she's at home taking care of the family.
There we go.
Ready to come in here in a little while and help out. And we're holding down the fort down here by myself right now. And preparing to live the American dream again in some way. Put an open flag out.
Yes. What a great feeling that must have been, Jamie.
It's definitely a nice feeling. I've been waiting for this. I was anticipating it, and now it's here. It's kind of weird, but we're prepared. We're trying to ask for customers to be a little more organized in doing their business. I think we all are at this point. We're preparing for everything, planning when we're going to get stuff and this and that. So by appointment only has been the best way of doing business.
Did that work out okay?
Yeah, it's worked out fine. We've tried to do what we could do to help the situation. So we did close down for a month, and we hung in there like everybody else. I did a lot of gardening, and it sounds like a lot of other people have too. Now I'm just excited about getting back to work and showing people what I've been making while I was at home. So.
Well, and I mean, in terms of, and I'm not trying to puff you up at all, but in terms of New Boston, you are a focal point of the business there. I mean, it's incumbent upon you to be open.
Correct. This building that I'm in has been several businesses over 125 years. In the late 1800s, it was a drugstore. It was a luncheonette. It used to be a fly fishing shop for many years right before me. There's been some sort of retail in this business location for over 125 years. A lot of people have been through a lot worse than what we're going through right now in 125 years. So we're going to be okay, and we took it to our advantage to get work done and design new pieces and work on old jobs that were hanging around. So we're all caught up. We're ready to serve whoever needs some work done on their jewelry, whether it be a repair or a custom piece.
How's the garden? It must be really good this year.
Greenhouse is doing really well. I usually wait till it gets a little warmer to put anything outside.
Yeah. Nice. That is the smart move.
Do you? I know you make you design jewelry.
Yes.
Do you buy jewelry?
Yeah. In fact, I have over 100 different artists in the store that sell their work. And a lot of it is silversmiths, mixed metal artists. We have potters and woodworkers and a lot of gift items, candles and so on and so forth. But 100 different families probably, or maybe a little bit more, have some of their work in my shop, and they're depending on me to get back to business.
I think we're all shifting to that mindset, Jamie. We've got to get back to business, and especially, you know, here in New Hampshire. And I don't know how seasonal your business is, but as the weather gets nicer, these things, you know, things are starting to pop that need to pop.
Yes, yes, and our holiday season obviously is in the fall, going into the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. But I do engagement rings and wedding bands all year round.
Sure.
And this has really affected, you know, unfortunately, brides and grooms getting married and events being canceled and people picking up their wedding bands and having nowhere to go get married.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I still maintain you have to go, now that the open sign is over,
yes.
Go to Tate's Gallery, look around, okay? Because whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, maybe it's a, hey, we finally can go visit some people at their house and we're going to bring a housewarming gift or whatever. I mean, there is something at Tate's Gallery to fill every occasion. And I say that not as a sales pitch, because I've done it. And the stuff is gorgeous. And it is, you walk in and going, oh, my God. These people would love this, or I bet my mother would like this, or my father-in-law would love this, blah, blah. I mean, there's something there for everybody. It's just whoever does your buying and organizing, phenomenal.
Well, thank you. My wife is phenomenal. I'll pass on that.
Okay.
If she didn't hear it on the radio.
Nice already. Job, Sarah. I don't know why we're talking to Jamie, but okay, yes. Fine.
Yes. She does a great job. She works really hard for me. We try to take care of every customer like their family.
Oh, you do. Where do you get your ideas when you do custom jewelry and you take a stone and you make a setting for it? Where do you come up with your ideas?
Quite often customers have some thought on what they want. If I have the freedom to just make something, really, I guess you just really never know what I'm going to come up with. Yeah.
That's the mystery. That's the fun. Yeah.
I typically buy a gemstone because I think it's a great gemstone, a great specimen, and it's a great price. And I tend to buy the stone and just kind of hang on to it until something kind of makes me do something with it.
Oh, wow.
And I just look at it one day and I say, you know what, I could make this into that. And I start making it, and then all of a sudden it turns into something else.
Wow.
So sometimes those are the best pieces. They're real one of a kinds. I typically don't duplicate many items at all.
Mm.
So
while you were working in the garden in the greenhouse, did you go into the store at all, or were you just working at home, and while you're got your hands in the dirt, you're thinking, you know, what would be a beautiful design? I mean, you know.
Well, I have full computer and CAD design capability.
Okay.
So I design a lot of things on my computer, so I can literally sit down in my greenhouse when it was cold outside those days, and it was nice and warm in there, and I could actually sit in there and work on my computer. I can work on it in the house, and sometimes those designs come to me driving down the road.
Sure.
And I have to get back and document it before I forget.
Right.
But that's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
I like that. Yep. I like that idea.
Part of the creative process.
Yeah.
Yep, it's part of the creative process. And I've been a member of the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen for, boy, I don't even know, almost 20 years. And handmade one-of-a-kind items are what drives me to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do a lot of other stuff, a lot of repair work, a lot of appraisal work, estate work, And we're starting to list things online a lot more. We've expanded the website in the past month.
Oh, that's great.
While we were at home, Sarah and I were photographing and getting things online, and it's there available to actually purchase online now. So before it was just look at these pictures, and now you can actually click on it and purchase it.
That's awesome. Great.
Wait a minute. How could you be a member of the League of Craftsmen for 20 years? You're only 28.
Yeah, I wish I was only 28. I've actually been making jewelry for about 28 years. I started fairly young. My father taught me how to make jewelry. Mm-hmm. I swore I would never do it growing up, and somehow I fell into it at about 17, 18 years old, and I never looked back. I can never imagine. I never thought I'd be here today owning my own store, about to reopen after closing. I haven't closed this store in... I haven't closed the store
like
for
ever.
I was going to say, a store's been there. You've been there for what, 14, 15 years?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
And we're firmly planted here. Family, we love being here in New Boston.
Mm. It's a sweet spot, man. It is
perfect. I got the river flowing right behind my house.
I know.
I see the stock and truck pull up.
Ooh.
And stock the river.
Yep.
Ah,
it's great.
It is, once again, the creative muses. You never know where they come from.
Yeah.
And actually, they're if depending on when you go in there and what Sarah has ordered, there is some fishing themed gifts in there as well. Or at least there have been.
Yeah.
There is.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go. So that's why I'm saying there's something for everybody. So if you're looking to take something to somebody's house, you're going to find it at Tate's Gallery. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, or you've maybe taken a little time at home to go through your jewelry box, or maybe the jewelry box that your mom left for you. Maybe you've had time to go through that in during this stay at home. Great. Now turn it into something more. Make something for yourself. Design something for yourself with maybe some of your mom's jewelry. I mean, there's many different ways to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it when people bring me in a box of stuff and say, "What can I do with it?"
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I've got some stuff.
Like, yeah, I
my
know.
My grandparents. Well, my great, you know, like a diamond stick pin.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
all
stuff.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I'm not using a stick pin.
Yeah.
So what can we, you know, I'll probably show up someday and say, "Jamie, what can, here, do something with it." You know?
Yep.
Whatever.
But it can be done and would make an incredible one-of-a-kind gift.
There you go. There you go. Right in New Boston Center, right there on the river, 487-3510. You open at 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
10 o'clock.
And close when?
5:30.
Okay. There you go. So swing by. Talk to James. Talk to Sarah. And just, I'm telling you, just go. A, you need to get out because you've been, you know, cooped up. You need to get out. Go there. And you are going to put this now on the top of your list for whenever there's a special event or you want to do something nice for somebody. You're going to go back there and say, oh, I want this. I saw that. Ooh, look at the pottery. Look at the candles. Look at the glasswork. Look at the fish. Boom, 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 boom. And it's Hall House. And it's not a 10,000 square foot building. I mean, it's not huge. The fact that they've managed to get that much stuff into this is a testament.
That is creative design.
Yeah. No, it is phenomenal. Well, look, I'll tell you what, get some stuff under your belt, get a few weeks back in. We'll get you back on, and maybe we can talk to your bride next time as well. But please give our best to Sarah, and you stay well, stay creative, and we'll keep talking you up and try to get some people down.
And at the very least, go online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a nice day.
Anytime. Thanks, Jamie. See ya.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tate's Gallery. I'm telling you, head on down there to New Boston. It is. I have bought stuff down there, and it's just every time I'm in there, it's like, ooh, and I want that. Ooh, I want that.
I know.
It's just, wow. It's that kind of place. And they're distinctive. It's not like, you know, it's not like going to IKEA where you're going to go, oh, everybody can have it. No, 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 no. It's not that kind of place.
No.
these are gifts that you're not going to see in other places. As he said, he's got a product in there from like 100 craftsmen.
Yeah.
So it's all individual stuff. So,
it's great. It's cool. Wonderful. And you know what? Like, we cannot say enough about supporting local business.
No.
You know, this is the time we really need to do that to keep local business going.
Got to do it, man.
That's what, you know, we're all about that.
Mm-hmm. Got to do it. All right. We have to take a break, believe it or not. And we'll be back with more right after this.